Damien, we're starting off with news surrounding COVID-19. There are some county businesses in Doñana that have reappeared on the state's rapid response list. What can you share with us about seeing more businesses in Doñana County appearing on this list?
With the uptick in cases statewide, Doñana County had really gone a long time without having any businesses at all on the rapid response watch list. Of course, that's the list that is compiled by the New Mexico Environment Department on weekdays to show businesses that have two or more rapid responses within a two-week period. If a business reports four or more rapid responses during that time period, they are considered for temporary closure. So it's, again, it's just kind of a watch list. And last week, four Doñana County businesses appeared on there. Some of those included Hakes Brothers in Las Cruces, La Clinica de Familia, the New Mexico Office of the State Engineer was on there, and Union Pacific Railroad down in Santa Teresa. So if listeners are interested in finding that information, that watch list, again, is updated every weekday, and it can be found online on the New Mexico Environment Department's website.
Okay, thanks for sharing that important information. Now let's talk about another COVID-19 related issue. There's new co-sponsored legislation from Congresswoman Yvette Harrell that aims to prevent businesses from requiring vaccination mandates. Can you share with us a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, this comes just as COVID-19 vaccine mandates are picking up momentum among American employers. And just last week, New York City announced that they would be issuing a blanket vaccination requirement to access businesses and venues like theaters and things like that. You're going to have to show proof of vaccination in order to do a whole lot of things. You know, if you want to return back to life as normal, a lot of places are going to start doing this. Well, this bill would attempt to prevent those vaccine mandates from taking effect by essentially extending Title II protections under the Civil Rights Act to vaccine status. So a person could not be denied access or service based on their vaccination status.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that to see how it unfolds. Moving on to talk about chili season, we're hearing some good news from chili growers about this year's harvest, but there's a challenge with a labor shortage in the industry. We have news of New Mexico giving chili growers in the state federal funds to help with this labor shortage. What can you tell us about this?
That's right. We're just starting to see the first chilies coming out of the field. We kind of had an early harvest this year because everything just, all the conditions came together perfectly at the right time. We had the right number of cooler days. We had the right amount of rain. And there's a lot of good chili sitting in the fields, but we just don't have the workforce to get it out. So last week, New Mexico Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales said the state is stepping in. They're going to do it to try to ensure a timely chili harvest by funneling up to $5 million in federal pandemic relief toward enhanced wages for laborers who harvest New Mexico's cherished crops of red and green chili.
Okay, Damien, thanks for the update this week. We'll talk to you next week on the Monday Business Watch.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.